ביום הזה יחפר עליכם לפני השם אליכם תיתור. משבורכו פרמסס, כי ביום הזה יחפר עליכם לתאר עשרם, אבל לפני השם תיתור, השם is expecting that we will do תשובה. The Rambam says, someone is a Beinoni, you know, all of us are considered Beinoni. He stated once that it doesn't mean you count 50 Aveiros here and 50 Mitzvahs, as if the way that you count, statistic, no one in the world would be a Beinoni. It doesn't say that most of us are Beinoni. Statistics, it's never 50-50. But the answer is, as a Muslim, he's a Beinoni. The Aveiros, the Mitzvahs, put it together, the Ois Cheshbonim, and the Cheshbon is the guy is a Beinoni. And the Aloch is the guy is a Beinoni. If he doesn't do Tshuva by Yom Kippur, state in Rambam, Miyad Nes, you die right away. So even if all Shem, why? If you didn't do Tshuva, you die. It's for some sake, you're 50-50, and you had Aveira, yeah, but this is only if you know it's 50-50. Well, if you daven, you put it filling, you do the chubas, it's again. But the answer is that in these days, the chiyuv is to do chuba. And if you don't do chuba, umiyad mess. It's the biggest tviya of the person that he doesn't do chuba. What is chuba? So avada, we have vidu, charote, abinyene has all the steps. In Avada, you have to do all of the steps. We're not trying to say that you don't have to have charote, shikhasti, echo isi, achzori, ala nefesh, ech le nizhalti, ech timesios, notato li yanaim, notato li raglaim, notato li yodaim, like we say in the Tfilah Zaka. Echo isi, ala nefesh, achzori, timesios, ala moki, maklipo is to abinyein, it brings down. והצער והבידוי אבל אנחנו אבסינו חותנו אין לנו עוזר פונים למלפון איך הוא צדיק אם אנחנו ולא יחותנו אבל אנחנו אבסינו חותנו אבל the person has to do it. It's hard, you have to do it, it's no easy. But a person has to know that the Yesod of Tshuva is, like Rabbi Yehuda says, that he's planning to change. If he's not planning to change, it's not called Tshuva. In the old days, it was Mashma Rabbi Yehuda, and someone would cry and feel terrible for what he did. That would be the Tshuva. That will make it to be Tshuva. The crying, the charote, that is the truth. In our generation, Rabbi Seinu told us that it's not enough for tshuva. Rabbi Seinu called it the kabbalas. I want to explain a little bit practical and to get it a little bit into the avodas advar. The yesod of the tshuva is to have a system that you know that next year you'll be a better person. I know I'm wrong, I want to be better. Now everyone has these thoughts. I want to know Shas in a year, Bavli, Yerushalmi, I want to be a Pesach, I want to be a Tzadik, I want to be a Mekubal, I want to be... Well, I'm not deciding, I'm just... Yeah. But that is nothing. Why? Because you want it, and it doesn't happen. It's good wishes. That is not true. Tshuva is, I'm sitting here, and I'm planning how next year I will be a different person. I tried it for a lot of years, and it didn't work out. A guy tries to make money, tries one way, tries another way, he tries a third way, trying to make money. fails in one way, he fails in the second way, but he carries on trying. Eventually, hopefully, he will manage. Hopefully, he will manage. A person wants to become a different person. It's not enough he wants to know Shas, he wants to be a better buffer. Not only that, the natural growth, like if you have a kid, it's not behaving. You know, if he's a couple of meetings, he'll be better. If married, hopefully he'll be a bit more mature. That is not true. The teenager will pass and eventually you'll grow a little bit more. That is natural. That's not even doing tshuva. Tshuva is how I could take myself and make myself to be better. Now, why better is tshuva? Because a person has to be 100% good. And we are not. This is be'etzem, the yisod of tshuva. And because of that, Rabbi Seinu explained to us, and they taught us that what we have to do is called Kabbalas. Now what is called Kabbalas that we have to do? We have to sit and plan and take on ourselves things that could change us and bring us to the second level. I know myself, how I could make it that I would be better. How I could make it and I will be better. So I gave an example. A person eats, goes to restaurants, goes to places, he knows it's not right. Kashers, brochas. Says, no, I will bench from a bench. So every time when I finish to eat, I will have to open a bench. So maybe I will know. And that will change a big part of my life. Not necessarily that he decides that. So Rav Shama came to Rav Shach, and he was mekabel himself to bench with a bench. He's in a wedding now, there's no bench, what to do? Rav Shach said, what's the problem? Take a paper, write bench, you can read it. So the guy told Rav Shach, but I don't know benching to write. So he says, how are you applying to bench? But forget about that problem. Why we didn't think, what I would tell you is no bencher, you didn't think about this idea. Shach is such a good guy. No, Moshe Feinstein once was in a chas and there was no tzuba. He forgot to bring it. So one of the Moshe said, bring me a bag. And you bring me a tzuba. And then you just go in, you know. Why are you in that comment? It comes out, yeah? But Sainu can order what tzuba you want. But Sainu in the old days it was not like that, yeah? I have to know what exactly they got, but Moshe Feinstein. Why? You need a ksuva. It's no problem. It's a partial solution. Rav Shach, the guy said he can't bench without a bench. It's so very simple. You write it. By the way, the Kabbalah was not that I can bench without a bench. Yeah, I'll bench with a bench. I don't have a bench. Rav Shach understood Kabbalah means a wall. Now, this, when a person has such a Kabbalah, this will change his life. Why? I'll explain. He cannot bench without a bench. So when he goes to a place to eat, one second, if there's no bench, I can't eat here. So what I do? So he's eating in this hotel. And the whole time he's thinking what to do with a bench. Instead of thinking when is the next course that's coming, he's busy bus was on the bench. Maybe I can't wash. No. So a person takes such a kabbalah. So how he keeps the Kabbalah? Because the Kabbalah, the craft of the Kabbalah to change him when it's a wall. So he says, listen, I'm a Kabbalah to bench with a bench. Why is no bench? I'm a Kabbalah to bench with a bench only if there's a bench in the place. But it means, Moshe, if I see someone has a sitter, I have to go to ask them. And if they're benching, I have to wait till they're finished. But it would be if they have a bench on the phone, I'm not going into, if you're allowed to or not, I'm not going into that in that China, yeah? It's a little bit more complicated. Yeah, that's better about it. But all of that is a part of this Kabbalah. If I eat in yeshiva, I could go upstairs. So maybe I could go upstairs to get a venture. Maybe I could call someone to bring me a venture. I have to decide what is included in my Kabbalah. My guy thinks, not what the problem is when I go to restaurants, I never wash my hands anyways. So it will not change. It's a very nice Kabbalah for a Shabbos afternoon. Yeah? But zil, I never wash. So maybe he'll be kabbal, but even Alamifim he has to have a venture. And even Bona Foshis he has to have a venture. And then it's not much a problem, every time he'll say that, he'll make a drink. But the Chochmah is two things. That the Kabbalah is straight, close, and it's a Kabbalah that you see that will really change. A guy speaks Lashon Hara. He's mekabel the root to Allah's Chofetz Chaim. He's doing it for 10 years, he has a Chofetz Chaim near his bed. So this is not the answer. I'm not saying it's a good thing to have, but that is, it's not a solution. Moshe, a guy decides to go bench with a bench, but he knows already for 5 years he has this Kabbalah and it never works. So he decides, okay, so in this Kabbalah is, if I forget to bench with a bench, I go back to the place, I open the bench, and I do like this for 5 minutes and I close. After two more times, you don't forget. The Kabbalah starts to work. Now, you have to understand, this, what we're discussing now, it's a mitzvah's esedari eisen, like shaking a loop. Well, you think 1 second, so I'll go back, I'll open the venture, 5 minutes. Would I go out of it? I'll read it, I'll not read it. You're shaking your love even this way. This is mitzvah sayoy. You're trying loshu b'tshuva elov. Yes, this is the day. You mekayim a mitzvah. The guy sits now for 5 hours and plans how to do it. This is mitzvah sayoy. Instead of that, you'll go to 5 shmuz. Where is another shmuz? Okay, maybe they're going to be shmuz. It's good, also. Trying to do tshuva. But kachis, you have to oisik the children. Lo shum elov. This is the job. This is the avodah. Moshe, a guy decides, tefillah v'tzibur, he has to be the chazak. He says, shachris, he knows it's not nice. This is my living to that. It doesn't make a difference where he is. He can go to Shabbos, he can go to Lando. He can. What if he remembers that he didn't daven and he's in the deer with pajamas ready? What is the halacha then? He has to decide to Shabbos b'kabbalah. When he flies and it's my, what he does? He davens with the tzibur or not? But he doesn't take a flight. Again, the Kabbalah has the koyach of the Kabbalah. Now, he has to understand if really I will have a marriage with you, or change it for me, or I will carry on sleeping in the morning and it will not be. So that is not the Kabbalah that I need to try to take. The guy feels that he's fighting with his parents the whole time. He's over al kibbul abe. Feels it's time to fix. But he's not holding the. He can't not start his parents to be on top of him. Baggage for 20 years already. So, but you know what? You could call twice a week to say hello and I'll complain. Hopefully, in the end of the year, it will become 25. Now, I'm not saying the person has to fix it. Yet, I said an example, a guy is into sports. I don't understand it. People know he has to be. If 70,000 people go to see, obviously I could have spoke once. 70,000 people go somewhere, you know Hashem wants. So they have a guy that is a mitzvah to go to see the bull, because 70,000 people go to see a bull. I hear this kind of debuing. So if 70,000 people go somewhere, it's a guy Hashem wants. I don't understand sports. I don't go because 70,000 people go to see a bull, I don't go to see a bull. But some people are very, they grew up with it. It's mamish important for them to know who hit the ball. They have to know. They can't fall asleep if they don't know who gave the thing. Now, when a man said, kills his man, he starts this man, and then it's a game. It's Sunday, it's Super Sunday, and they can't, no, then mamish, he doesn't know what to do. To say that, he's not holding. Example, yeah? Sometimes people are very addicted to news. They need to know what happens. In the calls it. They need to know what happens in their world. Yeah? They have to know what happened in their world in Africa. What happened, you know, in America? What happened there? They have to know. They can't. It's an addiction. Yeah? He has these phones that help you for that. There's a whole system today. No, he can't help himself. He says he knows that this kills him. He goes to his room, he listens for hour every night. He goes to the bathroom in the middle of Seder. Yeah. And he goes, yeah, I don't want those. But the Mekabel Matu, he can't. But he knows that that will be a changer for his life. So, what Kabbalah? Try to think. I'll tell you a second idea. Try to think before I say. So, Kabbalah, you would say, I'm allowed to listen, but I'm not allowed to open the radio myself. Speaking of people that listen, audio, I'm asking about people, but, yeah? Hi, so speaking of those nine, yeah? Now, he doesn't open the radio. If he needs, he's allowed to ask his roommate to open the radio. So the first thing game, his roommate will open the game. But he can't take his roommate to the bathroom. Yeah? He can't. So the bathroom, Pito, the bathroom becomes a game. So say this, the roommate doesn't have any more big breaks. By night, sometimes he's embarrassed. Well, ask the guy, I'll tell him, it's a stupid game, don't listen. And when I listen, when he comes, he goes into his room, the guy thinks, everyone thinks he's into the shir, yeah? And he's listening. So the Chochmah in Abodam is a famous miser, the guy that's in Ganesh, Enkel, every night. And Manishim, every time he was Mikabel, and he couldn't fall back. Once Yom Kippur, he would run. And he went to the Rav to ask for aid. So the Rav told him, the Mikabel and yourself, not to lie. Chutz from that, you're allowed to do what you want. But you're not allowed to lie. Remember, you're Mikabel, not to lie. He said, we'll make a shvua, chamura, and swear, and dance, and dance. And yeah, it's mamash, you're not lying. She'iyah ma'shariyah. That's such easy, mamash, he was Mekabel. Once Yom Kippur, he takes his car, he's about to break into this village. Goes away to Yom Kippur. Thinks, what it be, when he comes out, if the police stop him, they'll ask him if he's rabbi or not, what he will answer. You have to answer yes, he'll be in jail. He went back home, so he didn't steal. After a couple of months, he became a different person. He found in his Kabbalah what he could stand on. He's not making up, he cannot steal. He's not to steal yet. He just has to find his life, maybe that there's no time that people will ask him. But slowly, it's time. There's a bacher once, he asked me for a Kabbalah. There's a chosher with bacher, but he was doing very, very bad. Then the Kabbalah was that he has to sleep 7 hours every night. So the Kabbalah started to say a mat, 11 o'clock would be bacher. That bacher became out of chosher with cheer, became a chosher with a bit chosher. Why? He every night would go to sleep 3 o'clock. If because he spoke in learning, if because he did chesed, if because he punched around, not much at all. The maestro, he wanted to sleep 3 o'clock. When he wanted to sleep 3 o'clock, even if you wake up in the morning, you're tired, you're not interested, he started to sleep 7 hours. He started to feel like a mensch. So we knew that this guy, if he will have a 7-hour sleep, deer is the killer by him. From the time he leaves this mensch night said, until he goes to sleep, this is what kills the whole smile. So he has to find a way that he goes to sleep 11 o'clock, doesn't make a difference for it. He daven, he did it, daven. 11 o'clock, he says, I'm out. With a bracha. He thought his life changed. You go to sleep 11 o'clock, you wake up 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock, you wake up. Yeah, that's it. There's people that come to Kabbalah, they go to sleep 11 o'clock and don't wake up, say that. So for these people, it's not 8. Yeah. but any person, and I want to say again, this is essentially nice. It's not a derabbanan, and it's not stop. Some days it's good musa. Today and tomorrow, it's mitzvahs esa minatoyim. Hashem says, wow, look what he's doing. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves it. No, no, how can I have a to buy oil? Now, the Yitzhak doesn't let you to do that. You'll see, from now to Yom Kippur, you will only have 5 minutes to think. So soon you will think, later you will think. That's not the first video you'll tell you. The next video you'll think about it. It's all in all. If you don't help yourself, there's nothing more you could do. So, after you manage, and you start to think about it, and it's all sees that he's missing the game, he comes and he sits there. On the bench, with a white beard, he sits there. And he tells him, listen, you hear the shmuz, the news idea, it's a very good idea. You hear the shachmuz idea, it's a very good idea. It's a Muslim, very good idea. Two halachas of Chofetz Chaim, two with Abraham, one with your sister, one with your brother. And he gives you, till the end of Yom Kippur, 100 ideas. He knows what's in Yom Kippur, what to do. First, he doesn't let you to do it. When you start, he starts to get ideas. He uses brilliant ideas, amazing ideas. You can't even think about them now. Not to lie, not to get angry, and not to do this, and not to learn Yerushalmi, and to learn Shibur, and everything. And we'll explain to you that in Yerushalmi you have a Gishmak, and it's Mamash Dibur, and also Shishis and Amisha for sure, and Shibur, and you're a Muslim, and you're a Muslim. Zog the Chatzim, you're not allowed to be left for more than 4 or 5 Kabbalahs in them. He said, what I do in the Ile, I peel off. What not? In the Kabbalahs, I peel. The Moshe, a person's mekabel to bench on a bench, but mamish the ganze starke, till Chanukah. He feels he can't do the whole year. But for 2 months, like Elul, you know, some people, the winter is too harsh. 6 months? But Elul, they manage. Why? It's like, oh, Zaydus. Yeah? My God, in Purim, they tell them, although it's 1 month, they can learn. Yeah? And everything is in the shugas in the head, how it works. First of all, till Hanukkah. In Hanukkah, I could redecide if I'm doing it or not. The Moshe. Some people, every year they recover Kabbalahs. What happens? The Moshe. There's another Kabbalah that we didn't speak about. Today, the guy feels I want to grow it there. So he takes on himself this year. I will not miss every day, at least I will learn how. Sounds very little. Not little. There's the little Zman of Sukkot, there's the Friday, and the Shabbos, and the not feeling good day, and the sick day, and the Pesach day, and the off day, and going back to the wedding, the Pliny, and the Chasnut of Amoy. I never miss every day out. 365 days. I know that will keep me to become a master. That will make me a master. Even tomorrow you do now, even you give me to now. That will make me to become a master. Another person feels that, you know, yeshiva, he doesn't connect to even enough. So if he will learn another masech, the me'atzad. So every day he will learn a blat. So every time, even when he doesn't have what to do, he won't have what to learn. That will keep him to learn. Megill, la mashana what? Every day he learns a blat. Will art, la mashana. That will keep him. He feels that is a tzur for him to make him to go. Now again, some guys didn't do it. What happens? What's Yom Kippur? It's such a busy day, and they don't manage. The first Shabbos, they're finished, they don't manage. And the Kabbalah is over. So they take on themselves. From the first day of Shabbos, then we start. Rishon and Mingan Aveiros, that's our call. From Yom Kippur to Sukkot, I'm a goy. Not Mingan, I'm not Makbid Anasim. I'm starting my Kabbalahs from Sukkot. I'll have time to organize it, to plan it. Once you give it, I just fall into it to find students for Shabbos, students for students. It's too much for me. I don't have Dalat Minim, I don't have this, I don't have that. It's too much for me. It's not a song. It's a plan. It's a plan how exactly I'm going to change. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Now Chazal say, פיסחו לי פסח כפיתחוי של מחת ואני אפתח לכם פסח כפיתחוי של אולה. Hashem promises if you start, I will help you. We started a month ago. Yazir Hashem Lashovim Kasher Ein Yad Pivo Masegas Shenema V'shachta Ad Hashem Elokecho V'oimer Bezoim Yon V'mol Hashem Zlevav Chobez Lvav Zarecho Ki Yazir Hashem Lashovim Kasher Ein Yad Pivo Masegas. He will help them. He will help them. Hashem wants. Bacher continues. My problem is in the morning till I get to say that. Until I get. When I get to say that, I'm shocked to Bacher. Until I get there. Until I climb over all the benches, all the mats, until I get there, it's a problem. So here's the Mechazik himself. An Epes HaKabbalah, that morning Seder, he will be there. The X amount. Not the hour, not 4 hours, not that is legal. Hopefully, if he will have to be in this medicine, he thinks that everything will change. Not that we come on now, I'm going to learn the whole morning, so I can say that, even if I have to go somewhere, I'll have to show up 9:30 and then I can go out. Yeah? Sometimes for the Yeshua Hagim, it's a chisar. But he's a good move, he's not a bad. But he knows that he cannot miss that life. So that will change him. That will change him. He knows if he doesn't make notes of Shir, he doesn't listen. He knows himself. He will be mad to take notes. If he misses a shear, he will mash him at that day, because if he starts not to take notes, he doesn't listen. Now, some people don't need to take notes. They don't need to take notes. But he knows himself, if I don't take notes, I'm not there. So it's not again. So the avodah practice is when you say the vidui, you go over the Averis, you mischar at any Averis, and you try to think what could be that I could fix. I'll give you an example. In the Naval book, there's a Muslim that's called a Prat. I'm not even going to put an in the Naval. What is a Prat? You know, they went to the drugstores and they bought nails, all those things. It's a Prat, you like, you break yourself. So it was a buffer. In the Naval, I think his name was Mr. Rajankir. And he, in Russia, you know, they didn't have food. He ate by people. He had cousins and he ate by them. But they were not so good people. They had money and they had food. They had girls. It's not the best. So every time after he ate him, he said, never. And then for a month, he didn't eat. No, he ate by these people that, you know, gave you half an egg. For a month, you know, your mother, she needed it. He will go for, you know, he will come for a Shabbos meal. Every time he says it. And again, he's there for the Shabbos meal. Again, he seems like all of his roofies is like just collapsing. The hospital, the computers go down. Because he says he has to do something. They finish the meal, you know, everyone starts to sit down for shmooze. He turns over to one of the members of the family. He asks him to get a cup of tea. He was so happy. He never talks to them. And now he's asking for a cup of tea. Oh, he's going to stay. You know, every time he's at the door, they stand near the door and he can't go out, and it's a hole. He gets the cup of tea. He asks him if he could take it to Yeshiva. Yeshiva, he wasn't carrying before. They say yes. He gets up, takes the cup of tea, he pours it into his pocket. He was never invited again. He finished with his Yitzhak. The person decides, for example, he goes to hotels, he goes to places. She was not good for him. And he can't help himself. You know, he can't. He will eat Shiva, he will die. He knows he can't be recovering himself to stay here. But when he goes away for Shabbos, he behaves like someone goes away for Shabbos. He takes a Kabbalah, I don't go away for Shabbos, but I'll have a Chosh of the Bach. Everyone knows who he behaves more and who he behaves less. That is a component that you can make. Till now, on the mall, you make sure that that guy will not come to you. Yeah? The guy that spoils the Shabbos. You know that guy? You go with that guy. So you could eat with Lok Shash, but you're not. But you manage. Now, any person knows, and again, this is what I put, this is called Shura. Shura is called, I did a lot of bad things. How I could fix it? How I could change it? How it could be better? Like a person makes a step towards how he's going to change it. He's doing a step towards how he will make it better. Peacefully Pesach can be Christian Machat, and the Eftach Machat Pesach can be peacefully. The second thing, what a person has to change in Yom HaKippurim is Aveiru Shebel Odom Lachaveiroi Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Ad Sheiratz Es Chaveiroi. It's over. I heard this from my Rebbe, Shmir Shabbos, Kim Chosim, Shom Shom Zav Leom. And when Shom Zav Leom was young, he written a tshuva to be Matir, kind of Zach. Everyone came out against Shom Zav. They claimed that tshuva was written for family reasons. The mamash killed Shom Zav. They went against him. Shom Zav told Rav Meir, he was sure, Adam Yom Kippur will be aligned in his house till the Chobu Shishti. You know where he lived in Chashan Chesed? It's quite a mile. He was sure it would be such a line of people to ask Bechi. Shazam said, I opened the door. Only one person. And that person did not have to ask Bechi. So he told the Shmir Shabbos Kichoso, when he had a story with himself, also a very bad story, told him, don't expect. Shmizamis told me, and I also was hoping, I opened the door and held him keeper, but even not one person. All of us learned that Allah said, Elohim Yom Kippur, the Es Mechila, the Es, it's below me. I'm telling you, it's below me, it's Shriya. This is not called Es Mechila. No, I am, you're young, you don't understand it. The real people that have to Es Mechila, I don't see them coming to Es Mechila. When we ask, person knows the rumor that he does the avodah to. You have to change. You have to ask b'chila. And if your kavod doesn't let you to ask b'chila from him, you have to make a plan how during the year you'll manage to fix it. You owe money. I tell you, I know so many people that owe money. I don't have. What do you mean you don't have? You owe it. It belongs to someone. You took from someone. Peaceful Pesach, peaceful Shabbat. We finish in the Hillel and Ma'anech, now we are Oishit Yodeinu. And Odom Lachavere, and I can shvok, and Ratsi, Achi, Ratsi, Es Chavere. We have a mitzvah to come to Yom Kippur ready. We have to think, we did it or we didn't do it. We fixed or we didn't fix. If a person will push himself, the Ezes Hashem will have a siyata nishmaya, but we'll see if it's a machasim.